Well, if you have an idea of what it means to be a father, set it aside for this next conversation. In the new film Together, Together, actor Ed Helms plays Matt, a single man in his 40s who wants to have a child. Enter Anna, a barista, played by Patty Harrison, who agrees to be his gestational surrogate. The relationship doesn't begin well. Matt takes Anna to dinner and frets over her order.
I'm sorry, I just was worried when you ordered the potatoes because what you eat, it eats. They eat.
You ordered pasta with bacon.
Yeah, but I'm the only one eating it.
But I only matter for like the next like 9 months or so, and you matter for the next 18 plus years.
Over the course of Anna's pregnancy, the two come to understand and even love each other, but not in the way you'd think. Together, Together was written and directed by Nicole Beckwith, who joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you. And you know, this surrogate story, I think, is often told from the point of view of the woman who is carrying the baby, which you do here, but I also think you're trying to tell a different kind of story. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. I think a lot of our surrogacy narratives are a little melancholy and kind of focusing on the conflict of quote unquote giving up the child. I can see how that is dramatically very intriguing, but I also think we need to balance that out. I think surrogacy is additive and is still something that's very stigmatized, and I don't feel as though it should be.
And I do want to ask you about your characters, and specifically Matt. This is the character played by Ed Helms. He's in his late 40s. He's straight. He's got a good job. But clearly, he's missing something in his life. And you do also get the sense that he's very aware of his own biological clock, which is very interesting because a more traditional point of view would say that, you know, that's not something that men ever think about or that affects them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they do. I think that men have a biological clock too. Men have feelings on the subject. I think we're like inundated with stories about parenthood that are very focused on a woman either forging that path by herself or demanding that her reluctant husband follow her into this next stage. And I do think that that is detrimental to the way we perceive these questions and these issues. And part of feminist filmmaking is, of course, deepening and strengthening the representation of women on stage and on screen. But the same is true for men. It is also about deepening and strengthening the representation of men on screen.
Why do you think we've ignored that part of the story for so long? I mean, is it just sort of like hard for people to even grapple with the concept that this might also be an emotional process for men?
I'm not sure. I mean, it confuses me. I think it's like very tethered to like if a father like comes by and picks up their kid from school once, everyone's like, oh my God, what an amazing father. He came and picked them up. And meanwhile, the mom has done it all other 364 days or whatever.
Exactly.
And if she's 5 minutes late, it's like, wow, 5 minutes late again. And so it's very harsh on both, you know, men and women.
To that point, exactly. I want to listen to another scene here. This is where Matt and Anna, they go crib shopping together and the salesperson thinks they're a couple. Let's listen.
I think you two are going to be really happy with this.
Ew, no, we're not together.
Oh.
She's my surrogate.
Oh.
Wait, why is the idea of me being a single mom and the idea of him being a single dad?
Oh. Okay, so I mean, it's kind of funny in the moment there, but it's actually, you make a serious point here. You have a single mother is often sort of met with disapproval in our culture, right? And then there's like the single father is kind of cute or endearing.
I think it's that particular idea, I think, is also kind of tethered to this idea of like men become fathers like reluctantly. And I think that that's, I think that's really bad. It does contribute to toxic masculinity, this idea of what manhood is and what it is to be, you know, a man or a father or whoever. And so obviously this scenario between Matt and Anna and their relationship opened the door for a lot of these conversations. I wasn't like, I'm going to tell a story where I get to say these things. But, you know, I'm writing the script and they're in the crib store. And then it's just like, oh, yeah, well, this is what would happen.
The tone of the film. Well, on the one hand, it's like laugh out loud funny sometimes. It's also incredibly uncomfortably awkward at other times, which I think you're probably making us want to feel. On the other hand, you're tackling some of these really big issues, and it's heartfelt and it's dramatic. And you have these two actors, Patty Harrison and Ed Helms, who are known for being funny. Like Ed Helms is, you know, best known for his role in like The Hangover, you know, when he's just sort of like some raunchy dude. But he's clearly a lot more than that in this film.
Well, yeah, when I see Ed's work, I think like even in his most hilarious roles and the biggest comedic moments, I'm always recognizing this core of vulnerability and humanity. And so I wanted Ed for this role because I wanted a chance to see what would happen if that stuff got to be in the front seat and the other stuff was in the back seat. You know, I see that beautiful gift in him and I wanted to put a light on it.
You know, one of the things that people are going to notice in this movie is that you have these two characters that we've been talking about, an older man, a younger woman. In any other film, you would expect them to fall in love. And they do in this movie, but not really, again, in the way that you'd expect. Talk about that for a minute, because it's so rare to see platonic love in the movies between a straight man and a straight woman. What's the power of seeing that on film?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think we need to see it. I think we've been conditioned to have those expectations. It probably goes all the way back into time about how men make the decisions. Men have been the gatekeepers for this stuff. They ran all the studios. They directed all the movies. They wrote all the movies. Then a generation of people grew up on those movies, and then they go on to make movies, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's really bad, and it also like reinforces this idea that the most important thing a woman brings into a relationship is something as transient and temporary as her youth or her sex appeal. It's unfortunate to also just assume, age difference or not, I'm looking at two people on screen and they're going to fall in love. And that's what a happy ending is. The relationship between Matt and Anna exists in part because of their age difference. And they do get a lot from each other and communicate that and evolve together. That's great. They don't need to like be getting naked for that to happen. It's important that we start looking at the different ways people love, the different ways people can connect. I would love to watch a movie and like not know what to expect.
Nicole Beckwith, cracking stereotypes and conventions with her new film, Together, Together. Thank you so much for talking to me about it, and thanks for making it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for having me.